Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. We got a lot to do today. We will get to some really interesting things Dave Dombrowski said on the afternoon show yesterday. Great interview with the afternoon show. And Dave, we'll get to that coming up in the next hour. What he said about Castellanos' comments last Friday in the clubhouse after the game against Arizona.
He was solid.
Yeah, that whole thing is awkward. And, of course, Kyle Schwarber, the pursuit of the record and really what he's going to cost in free agency. Agency and how I'm sure it's keeping Dave up and I will get to that stuff. Fransky Friday, Scott Fransky will join us at 12. You know, we're talking about exercising the demons today. We can exercise the demon by talking to someone here whose name I know invokes a lot of bad memories, Hugh. Rondé Barber, who's going to join us at 1 o'clock. He does, I believe, color commentary for the Bucks now.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, when I called him yesterday, he was on a trip. He was getting ready to go overseas for, I guess, the London game.
Okay, so we'll talk to Rondé coming up about this Bucks game and this Bucks team at 1 o'clock today. Guess it takes you people later on the show. 215-592-9494. I do apologize to everyone out there listening. The Aaron in San Diego call was a dud this morning. And, you know, I hear rumors that he's making excuses in the YouTube chat.
Is that what he's doing?
Something. What is it, Jack, about the construction?
He said that I got distracted by contractors doing work on the house this morning.
Yeah, that's soft. I mean,
I agree.
You got to own it, Hugh. You have a call that bad. He basically choked in the middle of his phone call.
He did choke.
And he just...
Can't have problems staying focused. Having problems staying focused. That's what that was.
We don't never have that around here on this show.
Not at all.
Never on this show.
I'm always focused.
Yeah, come on, 1,000%. All right, we apologize to the audience for that. And I need the callers to pick it up today because Chris and Aaron early on, I mean, that's a pair of strikeouts to start us off. 215-592-9494. Do you expect the Eagles to come out throwing on Sunday? I don't. I would like to see some throws down the field, but until I see them not be conservative early in games, I'm going to expect them to be conservative. Hugh Douglas thinks it's going to be bombs away. No, so you don't.
No, I don't think it's going to be bombs away, but I think they're going to throw a lot more than they have.
So when you say throw, are you thinking like dump offs to Goddard or like ball?
I think there's going to be some throws and there's going to be opportunity to take their shots. I think a lot of times when we talk about what this Eagles offense needs to be, I think we automatically look at it and think, you know, third and long, airing it out, air raid offense or something like that. I don't think it needs to be that, but you have to have some semblance of the passing game to keep that defense honest and to keep that guy, that safety, out of the box.
Yeah, I just want the Eagles to dictate the game.
Totally agree.
Todd Bowles and the Bucks, they're going to try to dictate the flow of the game. They're going to stack the box, and they're going to try to get the Eagles in 3rd-and-8, 3rd-and-9, 3rd-and-10, then blitz the hell out of Jalen Hurts, dictate the game. How about we, on the first play of the game, wouldn't you like a 15-yard in route over the middle to AJ? Like, I'm not talking, it doesn't have to be 40 yards, it doesn't have to be a bomb, but just a first down, explosive kind of play, 15, 20 yards. Just soften up the defense. Like, make them know we're here to play. I would love to see that the first game. All right, speaking of quarterbacks and ones that have won some football games here in the past and know their stuff, Dron Jaworski, he was on with the morning show earlier this week. Here is what he said about the Bucs and his thoughts going into the game.
What are they doing well, and how well is Baker Mayfield playing?
Baker Mayfield was playing phenomenal last week, not this week. Last week he had the best two-minute drill I've seen in a long, long time to take his team down the field. You know, in less than 2 minutes to win a football game. He was absolutely ridiculously good, and he's playing good right now. But my concern is Todd Bowles. Todd Bowles just seems to have the Eagles' number and Jalen's number as well. So it's one of those games. I don't think the Buccaneers are that good. They're 3-0, but I don't think they played 3-0 football. Well, you are where your record says you are, as Bill Parcells would say. But I don't think they're that great of a football team. If Mike Evans is out, it's a big plus for the Eagles' secondary.
Yeah.
So, as of now, I haven't gotten into my real drill down on the Buccaneers yet, but I don't think, you know, they don't strike fear into my heart right now.
I agree with Jaws on that. They don't strike fear into my heart. I mean, again, now, Hugh, if they had Mike Evans, if they had Godwin at full strength.
We're talking about different animal.
Ibuka, who's looked like the offensive rookie of the year, like, that's
different,
a lot.
Different animal.
They don't have all their guys, and their offensive line has been banged up a lot this year. I almost think we fear the idea of the Bucs rather than the Bucs themselves. They're fine. They're a good team. They're 3-0. I get it, but I think... When you need a last-minute drive to beat the Jets, I can't be scared of you the next week. They almost lost at home to the New York Jets.
I mean, any given Sunday, man.
Yeah, well, it almost happened to them last week. All right, let's go to Jamal in Philly, who's up on WIP. Hey, Jamal.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? What's going on here?
Jamal, what's up?
Not much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I just want to say, last year, you got to remember, like, we couldn't score in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
We had two turnovers against them, right? We're the dominant team, and they looking like Kansas City did last year, meaning they winning by the skin of their teeth. I believe we are going to come out and dictate the game. I believe Jalen said it. I believe A.J. Brown, both of them hinted to basically being aggressive, and I believe we are going to come out try to dictate. We already know the heat may be a problem, so we know we got to keep our offense on the field. We already seen what playing conservative has done. And we also seen what being aggressive has done. It brought us back almost like a, almost impossible comeback. So I believe they got their heads on straight and they understand they're the better team and they got to come out and play like the better team.
Now we're talking. Team. Yeah. You know what? I got to tell you, Jamal, now it was a low bar, but this is the best call of the hour so far. I mean, at least Jamal brought it today and he's not stumbling over himself. He's not getting distracted with the construction at his house or whatever.
Sound like a lot of cats got banged up last night on
it's
Thursday.
What's going on around here?
What was going on last night? Did the Golden Bachelor start last night?
I'm not sure. I mean, Jamal didn't get banged up. He's good to go.
Oh, no, he's good to go.
Jamal, who's winning this game on Sunday?
Eagles.
There
no
we
doubt.
Go. There we go, Jamal. See, can you tell Hugh Douglas to stop being afraid of the Bucs?
I wasn't afraid.
You were afraid.
I picked the Eagles to win.
I really do appreciate Hugh's like different perspective. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he be on point with a lot of stuff, but it doesn't necessarily mean what he say going to transpire, and we don't have to always take, his opinion with his facts and with his knowledge.
I agree.
Like y'all say,
Jamal,
take what you need from it, Jamal.
Yeah.
That's what you do,
Jamal,
man.
I agree. I think that's a lesson for all of us. Listen to Hugh Douglas, don't believe what he says.
Just take what you need from it. Just take what it needs from it.
Please let me say this, Joe. Mm-hmm. You do be dropping gems that be going over people's heads. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell you, that third eye be looking over.
Sometimes, also Hugh, also a little criticism coming here.
Get him.
Sometimes you giving the Bucks too much credit.
Thank you, Jamal.
Look what they've been doing this year. You get what I'm saying? They don't have their guns. The only thing I'm worried about is the heat, and hopefully Jalen can adapt to the blisses. But they should be prepared. They know the heat going to be there, and they know the bliss is coming.
That's exactly right.
So a proper coaching staff is going to have them prepared for that. Have some hot reads. Have A.J. slanting. You get what I'm saying? Have both your receivers slanting there. See where the bliss is coming from. What's up, bro? No, I mean, sorry about that, y'all.
There we go, Jamal. All right, Jamal, we appreciate it. Yeah, now, listen, Jamal was the best caller. Now, a little distracted at the end talking to his friend or whatever that was. But I do appreciate that he came in here and said Hugh Douglas sometimes says something smart, but most of the times.
No, man, it's not. See, I think he said I'm giving too much credit. How am I giving credit? They did beat the Eagles the last two times they played them.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
That's ancient history.
But it's still a fact.
Yeah.
It's a fact that they beat them the last
two times.
I thought
we took the pledge and those games don't count anymore.
No, I'm saying they don't count, but when you're asked the question, what was the last two outings like, the last two outings they won.
Mm.
And, you know, now the caveats. Now we talk about the caveats. Oh,
caveats.
Is that, you know, A.J. Brown didn't play in either one of those games.
He hasn't played in any of the four losses.
There you have it. So that's the caveat.
So take the history and throw it out the window.
Throw it out the window.
215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right. On the other side, we'll get to everyone's phone calls here. Does the history against the Bucs concern you heading into the game on Sunday? And do you expect the Eagles to come out throwing and be aggressive with the football? Hugh does on that. I don't. I'd like them to be. But I think they're going to be more conservative the way they typically are to start football games. Where do you come down on all that? Also, the injury report. Some good news for the Birds. That's coming up next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Ready to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.